At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Welcome, operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Sign up for the newsletter. Big week next week as we release our next batch of moonshine. Pumpkin spiced maple. Go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. You are good to go. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases, no fees. You can check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Say good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. Also, our radio affiliates, numbering nearly 400 cities around America that carry the program. Baseball coming up tonight. Diamondbacks at the Phillies. Last night, Rangers go up 2-0 in the Astros. Phillies beat the Diamondbacks to take a 1-0 series lead. Cowboys over the Chargers. Cowboys now 4-2. Chargers drop to 2-3. We'll explore both sides of that game. Mike Golic, who was on the call last night for Westwood One. Big Mike will join us. Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, MVP candidate,
what?
Question mark. And T.J. Watt, the former Defensive Player of the Year, Steelers linebacker, will join us as well. What's the poll question we're going to at least ruminate over first hour, Seton?
Did you say which is the poll question, Dan? We've got a gajillion today.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got a couple of snarky ones from the toddler as well.
Okay.
After watching Monday Night Football last night, I'm more certain than ever that, Brandon Staley should be fired. Dak Prescott won't lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl. The Chargers are no closer to being a threat in the AFC. Or the NFC East is up for grabs between Philly and Dallas. Which one of those are you more sure of? It's a lot of, that's four different topics right there.
Yeah. Yeah. They could all be true.
Brandon Staley. What is the stat? The Chargers have lost 9 games by 3 or less points?
Since the start of last season, the Chargers have had 11 games decided by 3 points or less, most in the NFL. Over that span, the Chargers have lost 6 by 3 points or less. Only the Broncos have lost more.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
I think most of the attention today in these, you know, these shows, ESPN or Fox or whatever local show, probably will focus a little bit more on the Cowboys because the Cowboys get ratings. You talk about the Cowboys. But they got a win. They got a win on the road. And, you know, that's a rebound game after getting blown out by the 49ers. And I think we were all curious, how would they respond? We're still waiting for the Chargers. I've been waiting for years. And I'm going to continue to wait for years, I think, because now it feels like it's habitual. This isn't a coincidence. You don't lose games or, you know, close games and continue to do that without there really being something systemic here. Justin Herbert is wonderful in the first three quarters. Fourth quarter, he's not a good quarterback. We don't focus on the Chargers, Justin Herbert, as much if they were in a different market. If they were in New York, could you imagine? Whoo! I mean, you're in L.A., and, you know, you're not even one of the top five teams probably in Los Angeles. And imagine if we put Justin Herbert and the Chargers in New York and I put Danny Dimes out with the Chargers. You wouldn't hear anything about Danny Dimes. No pressure whatsoever. But Justin Herbert, it feels like, okay, the Rams are more popular. USC is, the Lakers, you know, the Dodgers, hell, the Kings. But, you know, sometimes you see these standalone games and you're like, man, he's got everything. He's got the bag. He's got everything. But he doesn't have clutch wins. And go back to what happened against Jacksonville last year. You got to win these games. You know? You can be in commercials. You know, you can, and look, he's been a guest on this show since he was at Oregon. And we really like him. But my job is still to analyze what I see. And he has not been a big-time quarterback. He gives you everything that you want your quarterback, size and speed and his arm and his looks and, you know, everything. You throw it all in there. But we're not casting a movie. I want my quarterback to win games. Fourth quarter stats are really, really troubling. If I look at the first three quarters, he is up there with, you know, Mahomes, Rodgers. He's a top five quarterback. So, you know, touchdown to interception ratio, top five. But in the fourth quarter, he's in the bottom 10 of all those categories. Interceptions, I mean, after a while, I mean, you got to look at this and go, is it the coach? You brought in a new offensive coordinator, but it seems like it's the same old Chargers here. And Brandon Staley will get the blame, and he knows he's coaching for his job. You know, Justin Herbert's taken care of. And can he be great? I mean, imagine, look at the scrutiny that Josh Allen faces. Right? That's week to week that we keep going, okay, yeah, when are you going to be the MVP? Well, we should be scrutinizing Justin Herbert as well. Imagine if he played in Dallas. I mean, the scrutiny that you face, and it feels like I think we look at Justin and go, oh, yeah, he's good quarterback, top five. I got exactly what I wanted out of Dak Prescott last night. For a team that's not disciplined, poor clock management, penalties again. They lead the NFL in penalties. But Dak Prescott gave you what you needed. Yes, Eden.
Does a new offensive coordinator, though, give Brandon Staley a little leeway?
No, because he is probably the coach in waiting to take over for you.
Maybe, but Brandon Staley, it can't be like, hey, if the offense isn't working this year, is it still my fault or is it the quarterback? Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit of a buffer that gives you a little more of a hall pass. Okay, hey, last year was it my fault? I don't know. I don't think it was, but maybe. But now we just brought in this guy who's the hot property.
Mm. The Chargers are guaranteed to disappoint. They just are. And everything about them looks great. The uniforms look great. Everything. I go back to Dan Fouts, Lance Allworth, you know, John Hadle, and then you keep going, okay, no, not going to get there. Nope, not going to get. And then don't they have Kansas City and Kansas City coming up?
They sure do.
Although, watch the Chargers win that one. Yes, Paulie.
The Chargers, I still lean towards the Chargers are the problem, not Justin Herbert, even though like those stats are exactly what you said. They always have talent. Like this roster, I think, is fifth ranked by PFF in talent in the NFL. They got guys on defense. They got guys on offense. If you go back to the Tomlinson, Gates, Breeze days, they had first ballot Hall of Famers on that team. They've had Philip Rivers for 15 years. They had, you know, all these junior Seau. The talent is for the past 20 years, they've always had a talented roster. And it's like they always are above 500, and there's just no confidence in them to go further.
Yeah, but still, it starts with the coach and quarterback. And you have to get fourth quarter numbers. Here are the stats. Passer rating, this is since 2020. Justin Herbert, his passer rating is 23rd. This fourth quarter and overtime, 23rd, one spot below Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
TD to interception ratio, two spots below Ryan Tannehill, four spots below Mac Jones, 23rd overall in that category. Interception percentage, he's 27th, two spots ahead of Tyler Huntley, Gardner Minshew, and Mitchell Trubisky. Chargers only going to be as good as he is. And if you're going to have close games, it comes down to coaching and a quarterback. And your place kicker, probably. But, you know, if the perception is you're elite, but are you elite? And you're in commercials, so you got to be great, right? But Justin Herbert has not been. And, you know, that roster is talented. But that's one of those where you go, sometimes it's deceiving because they have all this talent. Do they play well together? Like, I look at Detroit. I don't know how much talent they have, but, man, do they play together? And, maybe it's Dan Campbell that brings them together. I don't know what that magic is, but there's something there. But if I'm Dallas, I feel good that I got out alive. And Dak had a couple of big moments there. They still beat themselves. They got a late interception. The penalties, you know, I'm looking at the numbers here. I mean, this pretty surprising. If you're going to challenge for NFC Championship, and this has happened. So 2021, number one in the NFL, most yards allowed via penalties. 2022, just outside the top 10 in penalty yards allowed. 2023, right now the seventh most penalty yards in the NFL. Here's Mike McCarthy talking about that issue.
Not to be negative, Nelly, after a win, but the pre-snap penalties it's a reoccurring issue on the road. The four road games that they've all been a problem. So we have to get better there. We have to resolve that because it's holding us back.
Yeah, and then you're going to get into the playoffs, and then you're going to have one of those moments where you beat yourself. Now you got to play perfect football. Or at least as close as you can. And Dak did that last night. By the way, I know I'm hearing from Charger fans that, yes, Justin Herbert playing with a fractured finger, and he talked about that after the loss.
How did things go with the finger today, obviously? I mean, you played the second half with it, a couple weeks ago, but just how did you feel like you felt out there with the finger?
I thought our training staff did a great job preparing me and getting me ready to play, and I felt safe, going out there and being able to take those hits and being covering the ball and being safe with the ball. So it really didn't cross my mind too much.
Okay. Non-throwing hand, but okay. I mean, you still got to make plays in the fourth quarter. You just do. Great. That separates you. Yeah. That's when you go, oh, my God, game on the line. That feeling you would watch. Now, not everybody's Brady, but that feeling you would be watching. You go, oh, my God, he's going to get the ball back. They're down four, and he's got 2 minutes to go. Russell Wilson, 5 years ago, you had that. There's certain, Mahomes, you just go, oh, God, we've lost this game. You don't have that feeling with the Chargers. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, that play that Kellen Moore drew up last night where Keenan Allen was wide open. That play call was perfect. Great route. I mean, he just overthrew him. That was a touchdown. That's one of those plays where everybody in the stadium stands up and they miss it and the ball drops and it's deflating.
Yeah. Not literally. The ball.
No.
The ball's
no,
not deflating.
No. Yeah. I don't want to start anything.
The play could be deflating. Yes, Todd.
The Chargers could have the ball with the lead late in games, and you could have that same reaction. Oh, we're going to lose this game.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, I also had the misleading stat of the day. There's a stat that the Cowboys didn't have a sack until Micah Parsons, that late sack that was really important. They rushed the passer. They had 18 hurries. They had 8 hits on the quarterback. It makes it sound like, oh, the Cowboys only got one sack. Yeah, but the 18 hurries was what it was.
And those are really impressive numbers because that's every play. You can have one sack and go, oh, okay. Or you can even have 3 sacks. How many times did you hurry? Did you pressure? Did you hit? Because that's when the accumulation of those hits, that they're always there. You have to rush a little bit more.
But that's impressive. And Dallas got humbled last week. But to come back like this, win this game, standalone game, everybody's got to feel good, including Shea and Irving, who joins us now. Hi, Shea.
You think I feel good, Danny?
Well, if you lost the game, you would feel worse.
That is the ugliest win I've ever seen. And Mike McCarthy should be waterboarded and left in a CIA black site due to his clock management alone.
The clock management, that's an issue. You're right about that. But
so is his blood pressure, Danny. And the penalties. The penalties. How many times do we have to sit there and watch him stand at a podium and act like, whoa, we got to clear. This is on you, Mike. Look in the freaking mirror. What is this, year four? What the hell's going on?
But you won.
If Herbert makes one of those throws, we lose. Period.
True.
Period. Danny, that was not a good win. That was ugly as hell. This offense is stale. I don't feel any better about the Cowboys after that win. You ain't beating the Eagles playing like that, Danny.
I don't know if the Eagles are as good as everybody thinks the Eagles are. So I wouldn't count out the Cowboys. You got them in 2 weeks here. Dak played well. That's all you want. No mistakes. He ran the ball, had a couple of touchdowns. He's got CeeDee Lamb. I love Pollard. You're okay. You're fine. Although, if it comes down to my coach versus your coach, you might be in trouble.
You know your positivity just makes it hurt more, right, Danny?
Why? I'm trying to help you.
We all saw the same game. They looked bad, Danny. The Chargers just looked worse.
I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Whatever, Dan.
All right, that's Shea and Irving. Part of the gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. That'll be Thursday with Bad Larry and Dylan, the graphics guy. All right, well, we didn't settle on a poll question. In fact, we didn't get through the whole rundown there. How about we take a break, and then we'll come back. Once again, Big Mike Golick was on the call for the game last night. Jared Goff, the Lions quarterback, will join us, and T.J. Watt of the Steelers. We'll take a break. Your phone calls in the on-deck circle. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings ready to go. Here we go with another week. Get in on all the action. Right now, new customers, and you put $5 on any game, and you score $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. Get in on all the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers, score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. So that's promo code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. Licensee partner, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Play of the day coming up. Settle on a poll question. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card. Dan Patrick Show. Watched a lot of the Rangers and the Astros. Astros tried to come back. They had some solo home runs, but the Rangers have won all their playoff games on the road so far. They haven't had a home playoff game yet. Phillies beat the Diamondbacks, and Bryce Harper continues to do damage, homering on his birthday. Diamondbacks and the Phillies, game two, coming up. All right, Seton, let's settle on a poll question here, at least for the first hour.
Well, we're kind of dancing one there around one in the first segment, Dan. Okay. Most frustrating NFL franchise is? You could put the Chargers on that list.
Oh, yeah.
You could very much put the Chargers on that list.
For the last two decades.
Yeah. You know what? The Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Shea just called in. They won, and he's still super frustrated.
Okay. You know, there's one thing about being a bad franchise and being frustrated, but the Chargers have talent, and then they lose. That's even more frustrating.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's what makes them so frustrated.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
That's why I'm not sure whether I'd put the Browns there or not. They're usually just bad. It's not like they get so close to the sun and they give it up. Like, they're just, I think they're just bad. I don't know if they're frustrating.
Icarus.
Yes. Yes.
They've had over the last, say, like 20 years, though, they've had a ton of very high draft picks.
Mm. Yes, they have.
And essentially, almost none of them have worked out.
I don't think they've had good coaching for a long time. And you haven't found your franchise. Well, maybe they have now with Deshaun Watson. But it starts there. Is your coach good? Are you going to have the same coaching staff for a few years? And did you find your quarterback? Yes, Marvin.
How about the Raiders? And I think just from the terms of moving and not being at a stable place, crappy stadium, they leave.
Mm.
They had a coach, had to get rid of him. Now they brought in another coach on the second time through. Still might not be the guy.
Don't have their quarterback.
Because they had their quarterback, and then they got rid of him and brought in this guy, and now he's probably not the guy.
Yeah.
That's a pretty frustrating situation.
Yeah. So you would have the Chargers on there. You'd have the Cowboys on there. You'd have the Raiders on there.
What about the Bills? Are they getting frustrating, or is it too soon to call?
It's right on the cusp. We're getting there. You know, the media wanted it. It was like wishful reporting, like the Bills are going to go and they're playing the Super Bowl, and Josh Allen's going to be an MVP. And then because we put all the hype on them, and then they disappoint us, then therefore it's like, you know, how could you do that? You guys were the biggest disappointment, or you can't get to a title game, or you can't win the big game. How? Josh Allen is not an MVP.
They're not unlike the Chargers, though. They have a ton of pieces. They have everything put right in place, so why don't you guys do it?
But it feels like the Chargers have more talent than Buffalo does. Or at least they have recognizable names. I mean, you know, they got defensive players that are recognizable. And then you have a talented offense, you know, Austin Eckler coming back, Keenan Allen, you have Justin Herbert, Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator coming over. Yeah, they expected fireworks here. You got Bosa on defense, Derwin James on defense. You have some star power. Yes, Marv.
I know they've won a Super Bowl in the past 10, 11 years, but what about the Packers? With all those great regular seasons and a bunch of home playoff losses, ooh, NFC title game losses.
Okay. All right. I'm going to allow that. Yes, I'm going to allow that. Yes.
I think I would allow it if Aaron Rodgers was still there. But since he's not, that was like that era was frustrating. They've moved on now.
Yeah, Paulie.
unlike the Packers, the Jets have had about 40 quarterbacks in the past 40 years. Are they just bad? I think they're frustrating because they have money, they spend, they get a lot of coverage, and they don't seem to be getting any closer. Now, they're good this year, or they were last year, but I think historically frustrating.
Yes, Eden.
What about the Vikings? They've had a very frustrating, is it 5 years? Maybe? I don't know.
You go back to the early 2000s, so it was a little frustrating around then.
It was frustrating.
You can
then
go
too,
back to the 70s as well.
Yes, but recently, you know, they had Stephon Diggs. He was going to be the guy. He wanted out. Mm-hmm. They've got Justin Jefferson. Is Kirk Cousins the guy? I don't know.
Here's a stat for you. Do you realize there is a team that hasn't had a rushing touchdown? You guys want to guess this? This team hasn't had a rushing touchdown through the first six games of the season. The last time that happened was 2017 with the Miami Dolphins, who didn't score a rushing touchdown until their ninth game of that season. Paulie?
The New England Patriots?
Marvin?
The Carolina Panthers?
Todd?
The Cardinals.
Seton?
The Vikings?
Yes, that's the same.
That's where we just were.
We were talking about the Vikings, and then I gave you a stat that accompanied the Vikings.
Stat of the day.
Hey, Bob! All right, here he is, Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yeah, stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this show. How about the Colts? Colts, frustrating. Looks like Anthony Richardson is going to be out for the rest of the year. At least that's according to his owner, Jim Irsay. You know, you had some moments with Andrew Luck, but since Peyton left, are they frustrating or just not good? Yes, Todd.
Winnable division, the Rivers thing. They had high expectations that was going to do something.
Matt Ryan. Richardson has a sprained AC joint. You had one of those in college, didn't you, Seton?
Possibly.
An AC joint?
Possibly.
Didn't sprain it, though. Yes, Paul.
You're out for the season with a sprain?
It could be precautionary. I don't know. But, you know, my point was when we started the season, I said I would not start him. I would have Gardner Minshew. He is a really good backup. And let him just understand the game, see the speed, feel the speed, be in the room, look at tape, be around Minshew, understand what's going on. And because he got out there and he thought he was still in college at Florida. He was playing like that. You can't. He got injured every game. Yes, Eden.
Okay, this might be premature.
Do we need a drum roll? Is there a build up to this?
How hot is this?
Is this going to be piping? Are you going to have to put on the hot take necklace?
It might be a hot take question. I don't know. Okay. Hot question.
Okay.
But
all right.
Should the Colts move on from Anthony Richardson?
What? What? Okay, I'll let you explain first. Why should they move on after five or six games?
Well, he made it 5 weeks into the season, 6 weeks into the season. He's been hurt. I haven't watched any Colts football, to be fair. Okay,
you're going to get hired by a major network with this type of breakdown.
Well, I'm on a big show. But just reading the headlines, he's essentially hurt every single game, and now he's probably done for the season with a hurt shoulder.
Okay.
Not a great start. And it's not like it's the shoulder that's been plaguing him all season. It's a concussion, and then it's this, and then it's that, and then, well, he got knocked out of this game, or whatever, this and that, and now he's done for the season? I don't know. Doesn't seem like...
But you used the fifth pick in the draft on him.
I understand.
He's got a ton of talent. You're not a good team.
He might not be...
I'm
just asking the question.
He has to... But this is, I'm asking the question like Todd Fritz asked a question with the answer already in the question.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's not a great start for the guy that you're like, no, this is our franchise quarterback. We're going to have this guy for the next 10 years. And he made it 6 weeks.
Yes, Todd.
Speaking from experience, you could have some talent and be very fragile. So I'm kind of in agreement with Patrick O'Connor. I think it may be time to look elsewhere and not
Wait,
tank the season.
Are you saying you're talented and fragile?
I said I had
fragile?
Some talent.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I didn't say I had a lot of talent.
You just said you were talented but fragile.
Yeah. Underlining fragile.
So are you the Anthony Richardson of this show?
I could be. There's some talent there,
Seton, should we move on from Fritzy?
Wow, look what I just stepped into. I didn't know we were going to make that analogy.
It's certainly injury prone.
Your psyche.
Take off every holiday. And I can't string together a full week sometimes of being here.
Yes, Paul.
You know, what Seton's saying, there is some precedent for this. If you go back to the Arizona Cardinals, they took Josh Rosen. They didn't like what they saw, but they stumbled into the first overall draft pick with Kyler Murray. Right now, the Indianapolis Colts are 3-3, and they'd be picking 15th. Yeah. If somehow this season worked out and they were picking second or first, then you may have something. You know, then you could make the case like, hey, we took a look and we don't like what we saw, and he's injured. Mm. We could look at Drake May, Caleb Williams, but it had to be you know, a lot of losses.
Man, that kid's got a lot of talent. He should have sat. Let him understand the game. He hadn't played a lot of football. You know, even at Florida when I watched him, there were times when I go, I'm waiting for something, and there was nothing there. I remember, I think it was Florida-Kentucky game. But you know, you got to give these kids a chance. And he's got to understand what you can and can't do in the NFL because it's not the same requirements or standards as you have in college. A couple of phone calls in here starting the morning. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug. Welcome back.
Well, Dan, I have to tell you, it seems that of all the Danettes, Seton, and I really like Seton, but it seems that he's the most skeptical about this love story between Taylor Swift and Travis. And I wanted to see if I can change his mind.
Okay.
And here's my argument about it. If the reason this looks like a publicity stunt is because the Chiefs are winning, but eventually they're going to lose, and they're going to lose with her in the skybox. And when they do, she's going to get the blame. And the fan base will say, listen, last year they were all focused on football. This year they're all focused on Taylor Swift. That's why I don't think it's a publicity stunt, because it's bad publicity. She's going to end up getting the blame and becoming the Yoko Ono of the NFL. She broke up the band. She broke up the Super Bowl dynasty. Therefore, Seton, it must be love.
Okay, thank you, Doug. So Taylor Swift could be the Yoko Ono. She broke up the Beatles. And she could be breaking up the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm just saying, how dare you say that about Taylor Swift? How dare you?
There's going to be backlash.
How dare you?
There's going to be backlash there. Sarah in Colorado. Hi, Sarah. What's on your mind today?
DP, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just wanted to give a big shout out and a happy birthday to my sister, Katie, who's a huge fan of yours. She's watched your show forever. She got me hooked on it, and we exchange texts all morning about the show. We're like,
happy birthday.
Good job, Katie.
Happy birthday, Katie. Sister.
Anyway, she's a big fan. Love your show. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. Sarah and her sister, Katie.
Sister of the year.
Yeah.
And should the Chargers move on for Brandon Staley? I'll hang up and listen.
Maybe that's a new rule. If you're going to do a birthday shout out, you have to tag it with something.
Joe in Orlando. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Dan, I just feel like there has been this underlying theme of paralysis by analysis in the NFL. Whether it's McDaniels, who we think, I mean, it's fair to say he should have took over New England at this point with Tom still there, and him not being able to outcoach bad play at the quarterback position in Vegas. Is it fair to say that Sean Payton and the Chargers may have missed a window to start something great, being that they should have signed him last year? I'll take the answer offline.
Okay. Well, he's not doing well in Denver, so I think you got to be fair to the situation here. And as much as we want to look at Bill Belichick and his success attached to Tom Brady, will we start doing that with Sean Payton and his success attached to Drew Brees? Denver's not much better than they were last year, and we're still waiting for that. And he's supposed to, you know, reinvigorate Russell Wilson. And we haven't seen that yet. But I know that there was talk, and I thought maybe if the Chargers do make a change, and that was a place that I think Sean really wanted to go to, because You're in L.A. You got a franchise quarterback. He's young. And you've got a really talented roster. But Denver was supposed to be talented. Like, these receivers were supposed to be really good. You got some defensive players, and that was a top defense once, not that long ago. Yes, Paulie.
The Broncos have been outscored this season by 71 points. The only teams worse, the Carolina Panthers, the New York Giants, and the New England Patriots.
Yay. Congratulations, Todd.
That's because of that 70-20 game. You take that one away, they're right there.
All right, let me take out the 50-point loss. Take out the 70 points. Well, how many can I give them? How about I give 35 points? So I take out 35 points.
Okay,
from that.
They've been outscored by 36 points this year.
Okay.
Respectable.
Yeah, that's not that bad, Todd.
They're a strange comeback against Paulie's Bears away from being 0-6. That's. I'll just leave it there. I'll land the plane on that. It could be winless other than that weird Bears coming.
Why are we saying land the plane?
I don't know. I just like that phrase.
Okay.
Because if we're talking about the Broncos, 0-6, if they don't be
You bad. Know what? You're probably bringing up that term because when I was in Dublin and I was with Will Ferrell and we were out at a pub and Will had just gotten to Dublin and we're sitting and having a beer and this guy comes up and he wants to tell Will his favorite movie and favorite story and his life story and it just kept going on and on and on. And I finally said to him, land the plane. And he goes, what? And then Will goes, yeah, land the plane. Land the plane. Like, what do you want to say? Land the plane. I run into this guy two more times in Dublin, including going to the game, the Notre Dame game. I get out of the cab with my wife, and there he is with his wife, and he walks by, and he goes, I know, land the plane. I get to the airport. We're flying back. We're going through, you know, security, and I'm walking one way. He's walking the other way in the lines, and he goes, I know. Land the plane.
Where's the line between coincidence and stalking? How you could possibly keep running into each other like that?
I know.
It's a little frightening.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
You know, Fritzy, if he starts landing the plane, we got a whole new Fritzy because years and years he would just be circling the runways and circling the runways.
I do that. I tend to do that every now and again.
How about a round of applause for Todd landing the plane?
Hey, all right. Whole new world.
That's not necessary.
Because for years I would say, Todd, half and then half. So if you had something to say, cut it in half and then cut it in half again.
Well, some variation. Like, so what's your point exactly? You said you said the question, you gave an answer.
Well, the longer you talk, then, you know, the less important what you really want to say is.
Half the time I forget what my point is by the time I get to the end.
Play of the day up next here, Dan Patrick Show. You've heard it. We've all heard it. When are you going to get those DVDs and VHS tapes and pictures and, you know, all those photos and all those memories? Can we get those digitized? Don't you listen to Dan Patrick? Doesn't he talk about, is it Legacy Box? That you can just send in all your stuff. They digitize. They send it back to you. So we have all these memories for our kids and grandkids and their kids and grandkids. You have a shoebox full of photos, right? Maybe in the garage, in the attic, collecting dust, fading away, and no way to share them. Well, here we go. 4x6 photo Legacy Box is ready to help you professionally scanning photos for as low as 7 cents, which is 76% less than what other brands charge. Got all those great memories. Visit LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. And don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. LegacyBox.com/Patrick and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's gonna play. Of the day.
Color, let's not go on it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Herbert back. Pressure coming again. Throws it out. Intercepted. Gilmore jumped in at the Los Angeles 32, and you can credit the pressure for that one.
That's courtesy of the Cowboys Radio Network. Since coming into the league in 2020, Justin Herbert has 16 interceptions in the fourth quarter and overtime, tied with Matt Ryan for the most over that span. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe 24/7 Live Guard Protection. Help stop crime in real time. Get 20% off your new system when you visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Let's see. JP in Florida. Hi, JP. What's on your mind today?
How we doing, Dan? 5'11", a buck 56. Yes. Awesome. Hey, just curious. Wondering, remember that draft where Tua was before Herbert?
Yep.
How are you looking at that now? Because, you know, we're coming from Florida. And I, you know, even though I'm a Gator fan, I love Tua.
Tua supposed to go before Justin Herbert?
Well, he was supposed to be number one. So, yes, you are correct,
okay.
Sir. You are correct. But, dude, the hip injury, come on, man. You know, so he had a little injury. And I get it. Dude, I wanted Hebert too. Herbert. I always say Hebert. But Herbert. I really wanted him too. And I got in a fight the first game of the year. Who do Dolphins play? San Diego. So I got in a fight at a Buffalo Wild.
Thank you, JP. Yeah, it's not a stretch. I mean, Tua was, you know, one of the top quarterbacks. It was just he started slow. There's the injuries. He's playing extremely well. I'm happy for him. He is the favorite right now, according to DraftKings, MVP. And then Patrick Mahomes is there, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy. No Jared Goff in there. All of a sudden, Brock Purdy came down to earth. Now all the analysts were saying, you know, that everybody overreacted. He's average. I'm like, okay. Jalen Hurts hadn't played well. But Jared Goff at least belongs in the conversation. And I have numbers to back that up. You guys ready for this? His MVP odds are plus 2,000 right now. Okay. In his last 16 games, so that's dating back to last year as well, Detroit is now 13-3 in their last 16 games. 13-3. Over this period, Jared Goff has completed 67% of his passes, 28 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and he's thrown for 4,100 yards. Through 6 games this season, Jared Goff is one of only 2 quarterbacks that rank in the top 5 in passing yards, completion percentage, touchdowns, and passer rating. The other one is Tua Tagovailoa. Start of the day, start of the day. Had great stats last year as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Let's see. Zach in Wisconsin. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind today?
Hey, you're talking about frustrated fan bases. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers here. We have 30 years of, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback play. 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
2. You know what? Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer have the same amount of Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. You know, when you have quarterbacks that are top 10 all time and you have 2 Super Bowls to show for it, I guess I could see the frustration there. But I can only speak from, you know, what it was like to be a Bengals fan, a Cleveland Browns fan growing up, where you would kill for one of those Super Bowl wins. Just one. So having great quarterback play. Now, I think that if I'm a Packer fan, the frustration of having home playoff games and you fall flat, that to me is what's frustrating, disappointing. You lose a lot of home games. Remember, they didn't lose home games. It's like, oh, you're not going to win a game at Lambeau in January. I don't think anybody's worried about that now. Even when Rodgers was there, they weren't worried about that. Tim in Wisconsin. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
It just, I feel like I heard a very talented, sensitive Booker call out the lady that shamelessly wished her sister happy birthday. And I happen to recall a guy got off the phone with some of your guests, and he'd be like, I got a son, I got a bar mitzvah coming up. Would you mind just doing a quick, maybe like a 15-minute video for my son's bar mitzvah? And Fritzy wasn't too shameless about that. So suck it, Fritzy.
Okay. Wow. All right.
How about that? Is that how he sounded? I hope I didn't sound like that.
Well, I think you took away the birthday wish that the sister Sarah had for Katie and then made it about yourself.
I was singing along with everybody, happy birthday, and then I made a cute little comment like there was no sports question at the end, so I did a little Brandon Staley question.
Well, no, you said that you were talented but fragile.
Yeah, I called myself fragile.
And talented.
And I said some talent. I made sure to say some talent, however they want to edit it in the back to make it sound
No.
How wonderful I am. That's a whole other story.
You know, Paulie, let's get the I team on this.
Objectivity.
What exactly did Fritzy say while he complimented himself?
He actually said, yes, so yeah, I am actually quite
I can relate to that because I have some talent and fragile. Yes, just like Anthony Richardson.
Yeah,
that's I actually relate to that.
I had a little coffin.
Yes, I'm somewhat talented but fragile. You're talented. And you are fragile.
With some kind of esophagus problem,
yes,
too.
Yes, you do.
What's the percentages, though, of fragile versus talent?
Ooh.
I could answer that. I'd probably say about 75-25 fragile. Is that
fair? That's not what... No, you don't believe that for a second.
63-37 fragile?
I'm going to say you... Well, your talent and fragile are probably similar. You know, it might be 75-75.
Ooh, advantage push.
Yeah. Like, you're talented and you're fragile. It's not like I go, you know, you're 60 talented, 40 fragile.
So is that a good thing? What are we saying? Talentedly fragile. I don't
you're
know
a lot, a good... though. You're a handful.
I am.
Yeah,
it's a lot to do.
You're a lot. You're
I don't know how you've done it,
but you're so
time.
Worth it.
I hope so.
You're so worth it.
I'm a pain in the neck a little bit.
Big Mike Golic will join us coming up next hour. Jared Goff in an hour and T.J. Watt of the Steelers. More phone calls as well. We'll hear from Justin Herbert. Coming up as well. Hour 2 on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.